This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Everything you see happening today is based on one simple little word, race. Everything. Simple formula for the left. Invoke race. And if you're like me, you got to ask yourself, how does this crap sell? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I honestly don't know. I'm saying this in all sincerity. I don't know how white people put up with this. Now, I'm singling you out because, you know, you're the ones under attack. White folks are. And you're very fortunate that there are people like me who are willing to sound the alarm bell and say, what are you people thinking? And hopefully slapping you back into, you know, like they do in the movies, and you go, oh, what? And they go, you're being stupid here. I have a very simple solution for you when it comes to race issues. Reject them. By not rejecting the nonsense, you signal that you like the game. Now, I will admit, I, Kevin Jackson, do enjoy the game. Because the game, playing the game and winning the game is what I'm trying to do. And I ultimately know that we are winning. I give you examples all the time. You want an example? I'll give you an example right now. Who do you think is the most hated basketball player? If you guess LeBron James, you'd be right. Ask yourself why. How is a guy who is supposedly the GOAT, the greatest of all time, how is a guy like that the most hated basketball player ever? You want to know how? Because he is an ethnocentric racist who profiteers on his blackness. He doesn't profiteer on the fact that he's a very good basketball player. That's not enough. And these youngsters believe they know more about the world than we do. That's their problem. They're in their 20s, maybe their 30s, and they think they know what's going on in the world. And they've gotten such a biased view of it through all the indoctrinations happening. And here's the question you should be asking yourselves. How do you stop it? How do you break it? Well, first of all, not being self-serving, you better let them hear me. You better be pushing these types of shows and information out to them to say, I reject what you're saying, and let me give you somebody who's got a hell of a lot more sense than you explaining it. See, I went through the tail end of the so-called racism in America, and it had little to no impact on me. These kids today shouldn't be thinking about race in any way, shape, or form. The minute it comes up, somebody needs to say to them, shut up. You can interracially date without being lynched. You can interracially marry and nobody will even blink an eye. You can do all that. In fact, you can interspecies marry if you want to be guy, guy, girl, girl. Nobody will give a crap. So why are you complaining? What is your big complaint? Show me your downtrodden group. I'll show you 50,000 people, millions. I'll show you millions of people who are successful in said intersectional group. Show me one. Oh, Kevin, he's gay. Well, wow. Gay people certainly aren't getting over in this country. Oh, Kevin, she's a Latina. Oh, wow. There are no Hispanics getting along in this company, Eva Longoria, in this country, rather. I can name you 15 people immediately in whatever subcategory you want. And that's not, the reason I'm saying this is it's not anecdotal, not that 15 is any number. I'm just saying off the top of my head, I could name you that. But we are focused on it. I don't care whether it's It's black, it's a Latino, it's male, it's transsexual or whatever. RuPaul has been around for decades. He's got shows on top of shows. He has brought transsexualism to a level that nobody in their right mind would even think was possible. Show after show, God forbid we get into June when you get bombarded with LGBTQ month or whatever they call it. And on and on. But no, they got to have special rights. It's all based on, folks, what we've been talking about today. Critical race theory. That's our discussion topic. It is a metaphor for everything happening around you. It's a metaphor for how Joe Biden was cheated into office with his sister girl, black chick, Kamala Harris. It's a metaphor for the level of incompetence that she showed in her first visit overseas. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care when you listen to this program, I promise you, this will be truth from now and evermore. Because, see, the United States solved all these problems that the left wants you to believe still happen. We solved racism long ago. We solved sexism. We solved LGBTQ crap long ago. We solved religious stuff because people don't care. As long as you leave other people alone in America, nobody gives a crap what you do. Yet, we still talk about this stuff. And we talk about it like it's a serious issue. Congress wants to do something about it. The government wants to implement CRT, a racist, absolutely bona fide in your face racism, into its culture. Now, they claim that there's an existing racism that's already there. So what do they want to do? They want to replace it with another one. Who solves a problem that way? Well, it's a problem that doesn't exist. It's a figment of your imagination. It's what they want you to believe about yourself. You're racist and you don't even know it. Wow, I'm rich apparently and I don't even know it either. Yep, to let critical race theory win, folks, is to let racism win. And you better wake up. You are, thankfully. But I want to go through this. And I'm normally not going to do one topic. We're going to do some one topic shows because we're going to run them as best ofs. But I normally don't want to do this. But this topic is so pervasive. It's become such a bone of contention that it deserves this type of coverage. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at CRT, dissect it. We've already done some of it. And we're going to solve this. And the people that listen to this show, I'm going to arm you so that you never, ever have to take what they throw at you on CRT. You're going to understand it. You already do, by the way, inherently. You understand that it is not good. It should not be taught to your students, to your kids.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What do you normally do when you hear nonsense,
aka BS?
What do you do? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I dismiss nonsense. I dismiss it. I recognize it right away. I've got a radar for it, and immediately I go, that's BS. And I don't care who it is. Whoever says it, it could have been my late grandmother who raised me. If she said something that was BS, I called BS on it. I've always been that way. Maybe it's because I grew up a little tougher than most people. Put a little effort into learning how to be effective with my feet and my fist. But I call BS on my friends, family members, kids, business partners, whatever. And I know when I'm delivering my share of BS, and I understand when I get called on it. It isn't a fun feeling to get called on your BS. I told you guys, Google is the great equalizer in people saying, well, statistically, oh, no, I just Googled it. You're wrong. Well, let me tell you something. You don't have to Google. You don't have to Google that critical race theory is racist nonsense. You should say it without hesitation. When somebody brings it up, if it's a school board, if it's another parent, well, certainly we've got to say this about, shut up. What are you talking about? That's nonsense. What you're saying is that black people can't get ahead in America? That should be your response. Immediately, as natural as your heartbeat. Critical race theory. I love this definition that I found in Britannica.com. Go look it up. Here's what they write. Critical race theory. I'm not kidding. You're going to love the next part of this, okay? Intellectual movement and loosely organized framework of legal analysis based on the premise that race is not a natural, biologically grounded feature of physically distinct subgroups of human beings, but a socially constructed, in parentheses, culturally invented category that is used to oppress and exploit people of color. So let's just say for the sake of discussion that it is true. Well, why do they have the checkbox? You have to pick your color. Government says pick your color. Why do you think my group, Unhyphenated America, says you either check American or not American? Who do you think is a proponent of that particular theory, if you will? Conservatives. We're the ones that say, I don't want to know what nationality you are. I don't even need to know your gender. All I care about is, are you American or not American? Now, if you do want to keep statistics for the reason, like, I want to know how many women get ovarian cancer, I get it. I understand why you want to know if you're a woman or a man. But we got to convolute that, right? The left says, let's convolute it. Let's make men be women. So let's convolute the idea of how many women, I use my finger quotes, get ovarian cancer. It's very difficult to get ovarian cancer if you don't have ovaries. But it's an intellectual movement. Here's what it goes on to say. Critical race theorists hold that the law and legal institutions in the United States are inherently racist insofar as they function to create and maintain social, economic, and political inequalities between whites and non-whites, especially, and they write, African Americans. What is an African American? Because that right there debunks the theory, because there is no such thing as an African American. But I digress. I know they're talking about black folks. Critical race theory was officially organized in 1989. You're going to love this. At the first annual workshop on critical race theory. And I love this part again. Though its intellectual origins go back much further to the 1960s and 70s, its immediate precursor was the critical legal studies movement, which dedicated itself to examining how the law and legal institutions serve the interests of the wealthy and powerful at the expense of the poor and marginalized. Well, here's what I would say to that. Are the poor and the marginalized limited only to blacks? What is the excuse for the wealthy blacks? What is the excuse for the poor whites? Here's where it goes into the real crux of it. Critical legal studies, an offshoot of the Marxist-oriented critical theory. Now, I've explained this earlier. Critical theory was started by academics from Yale and Harvard, and they injected race into it because they knew that when they put critical race theory, that would sell it. These people were Marxists. They were communists. They did this in order to destroy America. But they say it also may be viewed as a radicalization of the early 20th century legal realism, a school of legal philosophy, according to which judicial decision making, especially at the appellate level, is influenced as much by non-legal political or ideological factors. Let me correct that. So they're saying it's influenced as much by non-legal, specifically political or ideological factors, as by precedent and principle of legal reasoning. So what they're saying is the legal system was stacked against blacks. I'm not going to argue that many of these tenets, there are elements of what they say that are correct. And that's what's always bad about bad policy, is it'll always have enough in there to make you go, well, that part's true. But, okay, so if we stop there and we examine critical legal theory based on that, here's what I can tell you, that all of this was happening back in the 1960s and 70s. Is a reflection of the Democratic Party, who was the one oppressing blacks. And now the very same people want to say, well, we're going to go back and deal with that little microcosm of America and say the rest of you are all racist because of what we did in the 1960s and 70s. Oh, and by the way, in the 1860s too. Let's not forget that little faux pas by the Democrats, right? You know, fighting to keep black people enslaved and lynching people that wanted to get them out. And deciding they wanted to fight a civil war over it? Yeah, let's not forget that. So, they go on to say this. Like CLS scholars, critical race theorists believe that the political liberalism was incapable of adequately addressing fundamental problems of injustice in American society. Notwithstanding legislation and court rulings advancing civil rights in the 1950s and 60s. Because its emphasis on the equitable treatment under the law of all races, aka colorblindness, rendered it incapable of recognizing only the most overt and obvious racist practices, not those that were relatively indirect, subtle, or systematic. See, they love that part. People love to tell you there's a boogeyman, and they love to tell you that you don't know that the boogeyman, you don't even know how racist you are, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They want to explain it to you. See, if you listen to me, I will convince you of how bad you are, even though you're a good person. We'll be back.
Show. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. 813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of confirmed U.S. deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 600,000. The milestone follows a significant slowdown in all COVID-19 metrics after a winter surge that reached nearly every corner of the country and strained healthcare systems. Vice President Kamala Harris and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen appeared together on Tuesday to discuss how small businesses can get federal funding as the United States continues to move forward from the coronavirus pandemic.
I am proud that we are announcing the Rapid Recovery Program, which that bill set up and is now operational. $1.25 billion will be distributed to community lenders through this program. Lenders can use these funds for critical needs, such as to recover from the pandemic themselves.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. At long last, the Golden State is fully reopening.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully. Social distancing rules are cut. And fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head. Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th, and it's just like I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball is announcing new guidance on enforcement of foreign substances being applied to baseballs. Any pitcher who possesses or puts a foreign substance on a game ball will be ejected and automatically suspended. Starting pitchers will now have more than one mandatory check per game, and relief pitchers can be checked as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Critical race theory is the new version of woke racism that they're trying to stuff down the throats of the average American by making them believe that if they don't believe in the racist doctrine of critical race theory, then indeed they are racist. Now, I know that may sound convoluted, but such is leftism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here is a woman from China, and she's explaining critical race theory to a school board. Older woman, probably doesn't even have children on the school board, but probably has grandchildren. And she's saying, this is nonsense.
I've been very alarmed about what's going on in our school. You are now training our children to be social justice warriors and to loathe our country and our history. Growing up in Mao's China, all this seemed very familiar. The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The only difference is they use class instead of race. During the Cultural Revolution, I witnessed students and teachers turn against each other. We changed school names to be politically correct. We were taught to denounce our heritage. The Red Guards destroyed anything that is not communist. Old statues, books, and anything else. We are also encouraged to report on each other, just like the Student Equity Ambassador Program and the Bias Reporting System. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. The critical race theory has its roots in cultural Marxism. It should have no place in our schools.
She is spot on. No place in our schools. Training children to be social justice warriors. It uses class to divide people, at least it did in China. It changed the school names, denounced their heritage, destroyed statues and books, etc. And then report on each other. And that's what's coming next. I'm telling you, if you don't stop this in its tracks, that's what's coming next. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that's what you're listening to. Be sure to check out the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Adding stuff all the time. We've got the store open. If you want to get a Father's Day gift, it's getting close. We're going to be talking about Father's Day this week as well. But anyway, yeah, go check things out over there. And by all means, learn what's out there. We've got the flickfest.com where our movies are. We've got the politichatter.com, where you can communicate with us on social media, et cetera. Continually working on that site to make it better. We're about 2 weeks away from optimum because we're doing a lot of testing and stuff like that to just beat it up to make sure these lefties can't take us down. Anyway, going back, we're talking about critical race theory. They have massive problems, to explain the racism and get around it. And see, the only way you can get around it is by effectively saying it's racist and it never should be taught. I'll give you an example of where it falls on itself. If black people feel like, you know, all this is so important, then why are we not acting collectively for the positive? What we do is we kill each other in massive numbers every single week, week in, week out, and nobody seems to address that. You can't even talk about black-on-black violence to somebody who believes in critical race theory. So if you believe in critical race theory, that there's institutional this and that, and blacks need to stand together, and we all need to unite, I have a suggestion. Why don't you tell black leftists? Yeah, but see, what they do is they let criminals operate with immunity. $950 in California you can steal, and you're not even, it's not a felony. Up to $950, $949. Look, I don't know what in your life is worth $1,000, but that's a lot of money to me. How many store owners do you think can forego that kind of theft? Democrats not only ignore crime that black folks are committing, sadly, in record numbers per capita more than any other group, but they're giving them a reason to go create more crimes. And shut the... Why would you want to be a store owner in a black neighborhood where that's the criminal element is pervasive? I'm talking about the bad neighborhoods. And don't try to pretend like, ooh, Kevin, that sounds so racist. I don't care what it sounds. It's a fact. But what would you want a store in a black neighborhood? I'll just make it simple for you. Let me give you the answer. You don't. Because if you did, there'd be more in black neighborhoods. They're not there because nobody wants to put them there. Liberalism, I'm going on reading this article, we were talking about CRT, was also faulted, they say, for mistakenly presupposing the apolitical nature of judicial decision making and for taking a self-consciously incremental or reformist approach that prolonged unjust social arrangements and afforded opportunities for retrenchment and backsliding through administrative delays and conservative legal challenges. So it's blaming liberalism, saying you didn't go hard enough in helping black folks. You know, forget the evidence, folks, where, remember when, let me just give you some examples. Black people couldn't be the quarterback of the football team. And Doug, what's his face? He won with the Redskins. He was an outlier. Now, black people not only we dominate the sport. We dominate. Think about where we are in from football, where it wasn't even integrated. Then they integrated from the Jim Brown era on, and now 68% of the football players, well over 65%, maybe 68, 66, who knows, but it's well over 60, into the 60s, are blacks. Now, we're not only the quarterbacks, we're the coaches, we're the GMs. Same is true of basketball. Same is true of baseball. You know, that dividing line was sports because it was the big deal for America. Baseball, for example, America's sport, and they integrate with Jackie Robinson. What's happened since Jackie Robinson, critical race theory supporters? I would really like you to tell me. You got black people who now own part owners in sports franchises. What more do you want? So much for the institutional racism of it. Oh, that's right. Jared Dieter, Jay-Z, and LeBron James, and Michael Jordan, they're all sellouts. Step and fetch it, coon butt Negroes, right? Because that's what critical race theory says. So, they go on. These basic tenets of CRT, according to the authors, include the following. You're going to love this. Number one. Race is socially constructed, not biologically natural. Well, it is. It's actually both. It's biologically natural and it's socially constructed. Because see, conservatives, content of your character. We believe in you as a human. We understand you look a little different.
The same way if you cut your hair. If you was nothing, if black people all decide to go bald, they call us the bald people or whatever. If we all could grow big old afros, they would call us the Afro people or whatever. They did at one point. So, yeah, it is racially, it's biologically constructed, but it's also socially constructed. But who did the social construction? Did you do it? Because I have, as I said earlier, I vie to never talk about race ever again. You're either, you're human or you're an animal, or you are American or you're not an American when it comes to judging people. That's it. That's the only thing I care about in this country. Anyway, they say that. Number two, racism in the United States is normal. It's normal, not aberrational. It is the common, ordinary experience of most people of color. Do you honestly believe that? Let me tell you something, white folks. If you haven't really understood it, the racism in this country that is normal is against you. See, the white folks that I know, they are civilized people. They don't care. You come, black person comes into the restaurant, they give them amazing food, amazing service, etc. Go as a white person to a black eatery in the hood, and you will get, in many cases, you'll get treated like trash. You'll get treated like a police officer. But they want you to believe you're the one that experiences normal racism, that you're the one inflicting normal racism on people, when in fact, it's quite the opposite. Number three, owing to what critical race theorists call interest convergence or material determinism, legal advances or setbacks for people of color tend to serve interests of dominant white groups. So if you don't get that job as a black person, then some white person did. If you don't get something that you feel like you earn, then it's part of the, that's meant to be, because it isn't that you're not prepared or whatever. It's just because some white person is going to benefit from it. It's an end-sum game. You lose, they win. Do you believe that? Do you believe that every job you lost was because some white person won? I don't know about you, but there are a lot of other people out there besides white people. I'd be more concerned about an Asian than I would about a white person, at least in my field of engineering, computer science, and math. This stuff is so insane. As I read these different tenets of critical race theory and the people that describe it and what they want to say about it, I get furious. I'm furious for this nation and furious for black folks, because anybody that can make you believe this has made you a sucker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing critical race theory as a metaphor for all the crap that's going on in this country. All the laws that are being passed. I mean,
think about this. Not that I would ever get the shot, but the idea that black people, BOPICs, indigenous people of color, BIPOCs, I think is what they call them. Anyway, I'll get it out. But yeah, black indigenous people of color, BIPOCs, they get to the front of the line to get a shot or what, to get health care or what, to get food, to get water, to get electricity. If a government is going to do this based on race, that's where we're headed. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I think it's the best radio on the planet. And I hope you agree. And it is, it's because it's real. I'm not going to, look, at there may be some entertainment here. But congratulations if you find it. I think we're entertaining. But today's show has just been one of these where I really want to make a point. But, I mean, we can have fun on the show, but this topic is serious. It's very serious because I have too many white friends to allow this to go on. And I don't fight for them. I fight with them. They don't need me to fight for them. They're brilliant people, my white friends, my human friends that happen to be light-skinned. And by the way, many of my white friends don't even know, but some of them got a little more black in them than they even realize. I want to make all my friends get their ancestry so we can just sit around talking about it. And I do believe it should be mandatory. I think that in a government setting, Ancestry.com should be mandatory, you know, or some sort of thing to look at your lineage. So we can just get race out of the picture. And when people go, whoa, check it out, I'm 8% black. I'm 8% sub-Saharan African. Yeah, so you're black. Now shut up. Get your race card. You know, get your or certificate of forgiveness, which we're going to start selling those again, and be done. We are discussing the in-your-face racism of leftists that is under the guise of critical race theory as if it should be a study. Some sort of a, hey, let's study what's going on with race. It's going to make us a better country. Please. Negro, please. The study of race, the study of a country, you know, that it's lies. Lies told about the citizens of the greatest country in the world. That's what it is. I want you to imagine telling the world, listen, despite all the things you may have heard about us, we really suck. We're bad with our black folks and this, that, and the other. We got over that a long time ago when Khrushchev sent Kennedy back home and said, before you start telling me about my human rights, how about you start looking at the way you treat black folks? Democrat JFK, an icon who voted against the Civil Rights Act. So the Democrats were oppressing blacks. Now they want to correct the record by oppressing everybody else but blacks. That's the way the Democrats solve problems. You know, we oppressed that one ethnic group a while back. Well, actually, we oppressed everybody. But let's oppress the white folks for a little while. And with, you know who it is? It's the white folks pretending to do the oppressing. Critical race theory. Let's make people radical. Let's make them hate themselves, hate the government, hate the country in which they were born. Don't cheer for the United States at the Olympics. Oh, forget Tokyo, the U.S. Who do we cheer for? Guatemala? El Salvador? They got anybody in the Olympics? Do you think that people actually believe this about America? Let me ask you this. Why do you think so many Africans join the lottery and want to be part of this country? They clamor to get here. Have they not gotten the memo about how institutional racist it is in this country? How bad it is for the black man? You know why it's so bad for the black American person? Leftists, not conservatives like myself. It's because they're ignorant. They're ignorant. They're willing to believe anything. They stand for nothing, so they will support anything that these idiot white leftist bourgeois cocktail sipping scamdemic promoting leftists will throw at them. That's what they're about. There was a fourth thing they talked about in this critical race theory doctrine, the tenets. Members of minority groups periodically undergo, quote, differential racialization. or the attribution to them of varying sets of negative stereotypes, again, depending on the needs or the interests of whites. So white people are the one who set the negative stereotypes for blacks, right? High criminality, no care, not interested in working, not interested in meritocracy. It's white folks doing it, not these doctrines that are being taught in colleges and universities, right? Here was the fifth one. According to the thesis of intersectionality or anti-essentialism, no individual can be adequately identified by membership in a single group. A black person, for example, they say African-American, may also identify as a woman, a lesbian, a feminist, a Christian, and so on. Really? So that's the rationalization that the more things that you intersect with, the better you are at understanding your problem. But, oh, just for the record, if you are a white, male, heterosexual capitalist or whatever, then your intersectionalism doesn't count. You are the oppressor group. They give no, there's no basis on this for you to hang your hat on and say, okay, I understand what they're trying to say here. What are you saying? That we're all different? We have 5 million groups you can put us in. Like tennis, like golf, like fishing, like big bone, big booty women. I don't know. But whatever your thing is, trust me, there's nobody like you. You are intersectionalized to the hilt. Finally, they say the voice of color thesis holds that people of color are uniquely qualified to speak on behalf of other members of their group. This goes back to my buddy Michael Bowen's thing of what is the collectivism of blackness? Somebody please tell me, because I'm going to tell you this. I've never met another black person like me. Never. Oh, and just for the record, neither of you. And oh, just for the record, none of you white folks listening to the program, or Latinos or blacks or anybody else, has ever met a person like yourself. You are as intersectional as you could possibly be. It's called being a human being. And the only way they try to put you in that bucket is so they can drag you back down into the bucket. Unbelievable. So let's talk about the states who are rejecting critical race theory. Here's the note on this. Nearly half of the states in the U.S. are taking measures to ban critical race theory from their public schools. And these states have adopted it. And I'm going to go through them quickly because we don't have a lot of time. Arkansas. I'm not a fan of Asa Hutchinson, the governor, but he signed Senate Bill 627 on May the 3rd, titled An Act to Prohibit the Propagation of Divisive Concepts, to review state entity training materials and for other purposes. The bill's definition of divisive concepts include ideas that Arkansas or the U.S. are fundamentally racist or sexist, and that individuals are inherently racist or oppressive, whether consciously or unconsciously. I love the language of that because that's pretty comprehensive. You're not going to try to convince me that I don't know about my racism. Florida. Early June, the Board of Education banned CRT from classrooms in a unanimous vote, grouped it with the New York Times controversial 1619 Project and Holocaust denial. See, when we do stuff, it's about the truth. It's about the truth. It isn't conjecture. It isn't some critical race. Watch the critical word here, folks. Theory. It's about reality. The Holocaust happened. America was founded in 1776, not 1619, and it wasn't founded on slavery. Iowa. Hawkeye bill, state bill passed the state legislature, was signed into law by Governor Kim Reynolds. The bill declared CRT discriminatory indoctrination. Idaho. Governor Brad Little, Republican, signed House Bill 377, April 28th, under the new law, an amendment to the state's existing statutes on education, public schools that teach CRT can lose their funding. Montana, Attorney General Austin Knutson effectively banned CRT programs in schools and state employee training programs after he issued an opinion labeling the concept discriminatory. See, this is common sense. Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt signed Bill 1775, House Bill, into law in May, banning public schools from forcing students into mandatory training sessions on gender, race, or sexual diversity. So there's pieces of these all throughout here that we can learn from. And this is what we should be doing. Let me continue. Tennessee, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Carolina. And by the way, we are working on a bill with the Goldwater Institute called Academic Transparency Legislation, where every parent can review curriculum of their student before the semester. I gotta leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.